Los Angeles, 1984. I had been meditating for a year, writing down every dream I could bring back to the surface and swapping seats to analyze myself, when one day, in clear evidence of the magic of life, I dreamed a whole chorus, words and music. It was just there, playing in my head. Being so in tune with myself at the time, I had the presence of mind to capture it. I bought a Tiak 8-track reel-to-reel recorder and had it set up at my mate Steve Legasic's place. He was in the band Tommy Two Tone and had tons of keyboards and gear. I nutted out a beat, threw down some chords, constructed two verses and a bridge with lyrics, layered my voice into the parts, and there it was, out of my dreams and onto the Tiak at exactly the right time. It was the first song I'd written on my own without collaborating with someone else since Dawn in Darkness 10 years before. It was called Lady Soul. I turned it into a love song, but it was really the male side of myself talking to the female side of myself, the animus and the anima, that conversation I'd had with myself and the empty chair. It was the answer I'd been searching for. Suddenly, out of the clear blue sky of my own soul and the connections of life came this gift. I tell my daughter about it to say there is real magic in life. I can only see that experience as magic. Whether you want to call it spirit or fate or some kind of mystery of the mind, whatever the brain is, no one really knows. It's just electrical signals changing and moving. Whatever happened, I can't explain it. But it came out of a deep inner search and answered my prayer. I played Lady Soul to Peter Benetta and Rick Chudikoff, commonly known as Pete and Cheese, at their next meeting with the great Berry Gordy, the owner and creator of Motown. They played my little demo to him. He loved it, and the Temptations agreed to record it. In the studio, Pete and Cheese were very generous and always allowed the writer to hang around while the recording was underway. Motley Crue were recording in the next studio. They had motorbikes and hookers actually in the studio itself, and between takes, the guys would rev up the bikes and probably the hookers too. It was just wild over there. But we were in the room with the Temptations, and it was glorious, absolutely sublime. At one point, they were trying to figure out the parts a cappella, and they asked me to sing the melody while they workshopped the background parts. Can you imagine my bliss? This was an exquisite moment, a crowning moment. To this day, I can't believe that actually happened.